Sylvia's hands were on the tablecloth, blending with the colour as she goes. Red and chubby in the most part, but white and frayed around the knuckles. There's no coffee on the menu, 2 lumps of sugar are standard in your tea. So much food you can't eat again for a week. Portrait of Dusty Springfield hangs proudly upon my table. Pet Clark sings softly on the radio, closely followed by Chuck Berry. I finger through the back pages of a worthless rag. I'm inside with comfort as my spoon dances and sings and swirling semi-skimmed around my steaming hot mug. This cosy little cafe on the corner of Kingsway, a home away from home. It's freezing outside, first week of November, but since Sylvia stuck the heating on, it feels like dining in a jacuzzi. 6 years you've been coming, she smiles, and silver in the jar. And you know, love, no matter where you go, we'll never be too far. I sit back down, fiddle for a fag, and then sink into the warmth for my final 5 minutes.
And if you wanna go out, why don't you say so? And if you wanna drive me home, why don't you say so? And if you wanna meet up, and then the lights up. And if you wanna go out, why don't you say so?
So I'm just about to leave when we're interrupted, prompted by the chimes above the door. All eyes are guided to a stranger's face. She looks timid but still struts as she heads towards the counter. Her phone's died, the car's broken down, and she needs to make a call. In an instant she's outrageously out of place, like a reasoned smile on a doctrinaire, like a tropical bird at Trafalgar Square. She's pierced the afternoon, and we're all at a loss for what to do. I don't need to tell you how stunning she is, and not only that, she'd slip seamlessly into Sylvia's age twice over, and leave a poor woman blushing at the year's despair as she fumbles about with a handset. I shift my eyes to force distraction, and then I see him. The suntan, the side party, the linen shirt and the Aston Martin, the Don Juan of Horbury. I wipe a bit of bean juice from the corner of my mouth, stand up and follow her out. Comfort for too long has cursed me, and I'll never see this cafe again.
And if you wanna go out, why don't you say so?